AP News, I'm Ed Donahue. Gunfire today in Minneapolis.
What we do know is that a 37-year-old woman is dead and that she was shot by ICE. We've dreaded this moment since the early stages of this ICE presence in Minneapolis.
Mayor Jacob Frey says the presence of ICE in the city is causing chaos and distrust.
There's a lot of information that is swirling around right now, and we collectively are going to do everything possible to get to the bottom of this, to get justice, and to make sure that there is an investigation that is conducted in full.
Authorities say a federal officer shot and killed a Minneapolis driver when she allegedly tried to run over law enforcement officers during an immigration crackdown. The Department of Homeland Security says it has launched in Minnesota what it's calling the largest immigration enforcement operation ever carried out by the agency. Secretary of State Marco Rubio, along with Defense Secretary Pete Hegseth, briefed Republicans in Congress about Venezuela.
Our military is prepared to continue this. As he said, the president, when he speaks, he means it. He's not messing around. We are an administration of action to advance our interests.
In a move to assert control over Venezuelan oil, President Trump's administration seized a pair of sanctioned tankers transporting petroleum and announced plans to selectively remove some sanctions so the U.S. can oversee the sale of Venezuelan petroleum worldwide. Marco Rubio says he plans to meet Danish officials next week about the Trump administration's intention to take over Greenland. A judge has delayed Nick Reiner's arraignment in the killing of his parents, Rob Reiner and Michelle Singer Reiner, after his high-profile attorney in Los Angeles asked to be replaced by a public defender. Messy winter weather brought snow, ice, freezing rain, and dangerous driving conditions to New England. This is AP News. The Hollywood Awards season is kicking into gear.
Golden Globes host Nikki Glaser is struggling to figure out the right joke to make about Julia Roberts. She can't seem to find a Roberts line that won't anger a crowd that adores her.
And you've just been like staring at this whiteboard over and over, thinking like, what are we going to say about Julia Roberts? We have covered every single angle. And then someone just says something and you're like, that is such an amazing moment. Last year it was Wicked for us. We just could not crack a Wicked joke.
The comedian is hosting the Globes for the second straight year on Sunday. Glaser has been working her monologue jokes in comedy clubs in the run-up to the show to see what works. She also told the AP that she's having to consider whether to mention Venezuela during the show.
You can't even anticipate things a week away as being relevant enough.
The Globes are Sunday live at 8 p.m. Eastern on CBS and streams live on Paramount+. I'm Haya Pinjwani.
More information at apnews.com. I'm Ed Donahue, AP News.